Thank you, and welcome to another broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Your speaker is Marlon Kilpatrick. Ladies and gentlemen, what of the practice of lifting up holy hands in New Testament worship? Since we live in the world, it comes as no surprise to me that we are often influenced by various religious groups who claim to be followers of Christ. I am persuaded that this is one of the primary reasons the church in many places is engaging in activities for which there is no scriptural authority. The practice of raising hands during worship serves as one such practice. Just watch your TV and you'll see what I mean. In far too many places, this practice is causing confusion among brethren. All that we do in worship must be done by the authority of God's Word, Colossians 3:17. To practice anything unauthorized in the Scriptures is to be guilty of sinning. So several questions are in order, and they will help us see if what we do in worship is acceptable to God. Is our worship restrained or unrestrained? If our worship is unrestrained, then anything may be done and with God's approval. However, if our worship is restrained, then we ask, what is the restraining force? Having the correct answer to these three questions will solve the question of lifting up hands in worship. Obviously, if we will just stop and think for a moment, we will acknowledge that our worship is restrained, with such restraint being by the Word of God, the Scriptures. The very nature of scriptural authority makes this so. In consideration of any given practice, we ask, where is the scriptural authority? If it is authorized in the Scriptures, we should have no problem with finding it therein, either by direct statement, account of action, or implication. Advocates of the lifting up of holy hands in New Testament worship often cite Paul's words to Timothy. Paul said, and I quote, "I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting." 1 Timothy 2:8. To what did Paul refer? Was Paul addressing the posture of the hands while one is praying, or was he concerned about the life of the one who prayed? In 1 Timothy 2:8, as he often did elsewhere, Paul alludes to an Old Testament practice of those who prayed as they lifted up their hands toward heaven. Nehemiah 8:6, Psalm 141, verse 2. Paul is not enjoining this practice upon the church, but is simply alluding to this practice. What then is Paul's point? Paul uses the holy hands in a figurative way, with reference to the life of the one who prays. His life, in order for God to answer his prayer, must be characterized by holiness. If Paul is enjoining upon the church the physically lifting up of one's hands while praying, then by what authority do the women lift their hands? The text speaks of what men are to do. And this text is not limited to the public assembly of the church, for men were to lift up holy hands in prayer everywhere. Question: may one pray acceptably if he has no hands? If one's posture is Paul's point, such could not be done. The phrase holy hands is used metaphorically, referring to one's manner of life. During the 1930s and 40s, the question of posture in prayer was often debated. Back then, it was mostly a question of whether one must kneel while praying or may he stand erect. God is not concerned about our posture while praying, but He is concerned about our hearts. If our hearts are right, our lives will be holy. The lifting up of hands in prayer has caused division among some brethren. One is not more spiritual if he lifts up his hands in prayer, nor is he less spiritual if he does not. The more important question is, may the lifting up of hands in worship assembly be done with the Lord's approval? The answer is no. Why is this the case? The New Testament is silent about such a practice, and if one respects the silence of the Scriptures, he or she will not engage in such a practice. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no scriptural authority for the lifting up of holy hands in New Testament worship today. Wouldn't it be wonderful, friends, if all we did today, we had scriptural authority for it? Actually, in Colossians 3:17, when Paul said, "And whatsoever ye do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks unto God the Father by Him." When Paul made that statement, he was talking about one's manner of life as well as the things that may be done in worship. Everything that you and I do, every thought that we think, every word that we speak, every action that we take, every deed then that is done, must be in harmony with the teaching of God's Word, or else we are guilty of sinning. Ladies and gentlemen, it's vitally important that we understand what the Bible teaches relative to scriptural authority, and especially as it applies to matters pertaining to our worship. Everything that we do in worship today must be done by "Thus saith the Lord." And if it is not, then we cannot be pleasing in His sight. There is no scriptural authority for the lifting up of hands in worship. In the lifting up of holy hands, one is simply being described as one who is living the Christian life, and he lives a holy life before God. This is the kind of lifting up of hands to which Paul referred in 1 Timothy 2 and verse 8. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen, for the destiny of our soul is involved.